Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 11th, 2019. It was the week that I thought would never end, but we made it. We're going to get Dan's weekly wrap-up, recapping everything on the show in case you missed any of it. We have a brand new What Did Barrett Say? The Toothless Edition. I coached my first game of my son's basketball team and sexy text messages from the world's richest man. Let's get to it. We had a busy, busy week on the show, Kennedy.
Yep.
Salt got judged at the grocery store.
Yeah, he did.
Not cool.
Annie gets a reality check from her mom when she doesn't want to share food at the house.
That was awesome.
And Kennedy is getting a look at her friend's D-pics. It is time for Producer Dan's Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you
That's
missed
me.
From the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What's up, guys?
What's up,
Producer Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Mr. Firm Handshake, a.k.a. your grandma's favorite rapper.
You know it.
A.k.a. Jitterbugs. That's what they call me in the streets, Kennedy. DJ, drop that wrap up.
Jitterbug.
You know.
He goes mad hort.
My favorite part of the week.
Ready or not, here I come. I just tell them all, fee, fi, fo, fum. When the beat drops, I can feel it in my lungs. Stepbrothers, I'ma go nuts over these drums. People still judge you on sight, man. What's up with that? Sauce Progressive minus his main trucker hat. He was out just shopping for the lowest fees when he got shamed at the store buying groceries. Clutched his rosaries like, ma'am, do you mean me? And she could tell right away he don't eat meat. She made a face, wasn't quiet like librarians. Hit him with the, ugh, vegetarians. Now he's nodding, she wasn't very humble. But in her defense, you were buying meatless crumble. I would have grumbled, the mistake's understood. You kinda dress like you got an elk on your hood. It's an old blue-haired lady who was wilding on you. Kinda funny, Miriam started styling on you. I ain't saying it's a good idea to bring harm, but I'd have hit her with the Heisman Trophy stiff arm. Now in the dollhouse, family matters. Annie got shown where she's at on the family ladder. Making moves, buying all her own food, but sometimes you're the one getting chewed. There's certain rules you abide when you live at home. Mom asked a question, she answered in the wrong tone. It was on, might have said it with your chest up. But here's the part where you messed up. Sharing is caring, it's just one of those civilities. Especially when she pays all the utilities. Annie was frozen in place, I guarantee you. It's like T-Rex, don't move and she won't see you. She made it clear what the deal is up in here. You really trying to die over Tupperware? I live at home too, trust me, I've been there. Listen, young Simba, Mufasa's still the king here. Sometimes guys wish for to get the biscuit. Kennedy got shown a picture that was explicit. She can't dismiss it, nah, that's at best a stretch. Can't erase that image like an Etch-A-Sketch. I'ma handle this with tact if it comes to me. It was his business, and I don't mean company. It wasn't him, so stop if that's what you think. Her girlfriend showed it to her over drinks. Hey, they say what doesn't kill you makes you wiser. Was it before a raft of appetizers? I ain't never took a picture of my dangle, but I hear it's important to hit the mangle. Carson can't believe that's a thing that a man takes. In 2019, is basically a handshake. Sad but true fact, it's raining doodle pics out here in 2019. You gotta bother to leave like Mayweather ladies. I'm out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've just coined a new term that I'm going to use for the rest of my life.
Doodle pics.
Hey, babe, can you send me some doodle pics?
Send me some dudes.
Doodle pics.
That is wonderful. Wonderful.
The weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan every Friday at about 8:15. And if you miss one, we always put it up in the podcast. You can get our podcast now in the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say?
Okay, so I have an 8-year-old son, Barrett, and I like to record him, whether he likes it or not. I think it's funny.
We're here for it.
And
since he was old enough to gurgle, I think we've been doing this.
Yeah, we started recording him just to really see if we could figure out exactly what he was saying. We were trying to teach him to say the name of our dog, or trying to teach him to say the name Kennedy or Dad. We were trying to not get him to say Mom.
So mean.
Working against my wife. So he is losing his teeth right now. He's 8. It's that time.
It's that time.
And he has now lost all of his front teeth,
uh-huh.
Which Kennedy thought was adorable. if we had him read tongue twisters. So this is Kennedy's idea, by
it
the way.
It really was. And I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Not sorry.
And you haven't heard this yet.
No.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells on the seashell shore. The seashells she sells are seashore shells. Of that, I'm sure.
All right, let's try.
They're not.
Hold on, let's try it again. Try it again.
Same one?
Sure.
Sally says sells seashells by the seashore. The shells are seashells on the seashore.
Start over. Take your time.
I love
seashells too.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. The shells, she sells seashells on the seashore.
On the seashore? What is a seashore? Start over. Read. Slow down and read it properly.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells on the seashore shore. The seashells she sells are seashore shells. Of that, I'm sure.
Perfect.
I love the voice he gets. Of that, I'm sure.
That I don't know. I think the teeth might have been hindering him before because I think he speaks better now.
Say this sharply. Say this sweetly. Say this shortly. Say this softly. Say this 16 times in succession.
In succession. You have to do it 16 times. Do it faster.
Say this sharply. Say this sweetly. Say this shortly. Say this softly. Say this 16 times in succession. Say this sharply. Say this sweetly. Say this shortly. Say this softly. Say this 16 times in succession.
I think that's good.
I don't know what it was really good.
That wasn't bad, huh?
I told you. I was expecting bigger garbage.
I think the teeth are hindering people.
I thought.
Let's all get rid of them.
The thought that I thought wasn't the thought that I thought. The thought.
No.
I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought.
Read that one right there.
Tom threw Tim three thumbtacks.
Try it again.
No.
Try it again. Hurry up.
Tom threw Tim three thumbtacks. I thought of thanking you.
How about this one?
Whistle for the thistle sifter.
What? Say it again. You had it.
Whistle for the thistle sifter.
One more time.
Whistle for the thistle sifter.
You can do it. You can do it.
Whistle
that
for the thistle.
I know, it's the best.
Sifter.
Oh.
Try it.
Whistle for the thistle sifter.
What?
Whistle for the thistle sifter.
At that point,
whistle for the thistle sister. That is hard.
Yeah.
But the one where he was saying thought is hilarious.
Yeah, the thought.
Thought.
She shells by the seashore.
His laugh could cure all of our problems.
I know.
Take him down to the border, to the wall.
Yep.
Everybody will be happy. Take him to Congress.
Right.
We'll make it all work.
Dad, what are you going to do with all of those? Nothing.
Nope.
Good night, bud. Good night. See you later.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Just a quick backstory. I have an 8-year-old son, Barrett, and he wanted to play basketball this season. And when the guy that runs the entire league, probably 200 kids in this league, Kennedy, of basketball teams, boys and girls, found out that my son was going to play, he's like, great, we need some coaches. Will you coach? And I said to Barrett, I was like, do you want me to coach or do you want, like, you know, somebody that actually knows what they're doing? And he's like, no, I like, will you do it? And I'm like, all right, fine. So I'm now coaching. I have an assistant coach or two. Our team is the Warriors. We've had a couple of practices. I have no idea what I'm doing. At all. I never played organized basketball. I've never coached basketball. I'm spending my afternoons on YouTube watching training videos to try and teach these.
But you have a whistle.
I do have a whistle, and I have a clipboard and a bag full of basketballs. And yes.
You know, Lana, your wife posted some Instagram stories of you on the sidelines being a coach.
Right.
And I'm just going to call foul automatically right now because you did not dress like a coach.
Well, none of us dress like coaches. We're all dads that don't know what we're doing.
Well, you should start by dressing like what you want to be.
You should act the part.
What do you want? Well, like what?
Fake it till you make it.
What am I? You want me to
coaching
suit
shorts on... with tall socks?
What, what color? What are your team colors?
Blue. We're the Warriors.
Just blue.
Warriors.
So you're just blue.
Just blue.
So you wear a blue striped tie.
Why don't you get or like a shirt and have Lana embroider it?
No, I need blue New Balance. That's all I need.
This is the coach that I want to see out there. I want to see you with pleated khakis. I want to see you with New Balance sneakers on, and I want to see you with a white button-down shirt that's short sleeve, and a blue and white striped tie
with a pen in the pocket.
I will have that for the next game.
That's what I want you to do.
We'll take you much more seriously.
Yes. Yeah, I almost got a technical foul within the first 2 minutes of the game.
I knew this was going to happen.
What'd you do?
I knew this was going to happen.
So I went up to the referee.
You got a box out, man. Come on.
I went up to the referee and I introduced myself and his name was Gus and he was a wonderful man.
You're trying to schmooze the ref already?
Did you step outside of the coaching box?
He is Isaac Hayes' twin brother. This is the referee, Gus.
And Chef.
I went up and I was like, I just want to say hello and I need your help because I've never coached a basketball game before. I have no idea what I'm doing. Please, any way that you can help my kids understand the game, that would be awesome. Or if you can help me understand the game. So at some point, I want to change players out, right? I got to sub in some guys. So I just kind of throw my hand up in the middle of the game. I'm like, hey, sub.
What?
They go to the table.
Well, don't you
have like my timeout, like hand signals that you do?
So
yes, you
it's
do.
A little bit less formal than that. I mean, we do have a timekeeper who's keeping the score and all of that stuff. So
20-second timeout.
But we don't get timeouts. You don't get timeouts. There's only like dead ball timeouts. So I wave at him. I'm like, hey, I want to sub. And he mumbles something. And so I'm like, okay, everybody in, everybody out. Now the other team is bringing the ball. Oh now he stops. He's blowing it.
This is not ice hockey.
And he's waving. And now he's yelling at me. He's like, coach, 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 come here. And he calls me out to the center of the court.
Did he get right in your face where you nose to nose?
You know, he was very nice about it. He threw his arm around me. And he's like,
hey, dum-dum.
Hey, dum-dum. You just can't sub players while the ball is in. I'm like,
oh my god.
Well, I thought you waved, and I just, you know.
In every sport outside of hockey, that is how substitutions are made. There is never substitutions made while play is going on.
But if you don't get a timeout when
if the ball goes out of bounds or something like that, or if somebody scores.
Oh my gosh, you should have seen that too, because I had not taught my team about free throws yet. Neither did the other team. So a foul gets called, and now the poor chef has to line up all of the players at the free throw line trying to explain to them every other guy.
Seems to me that there should be a meeting between coaches and referees.
There should be. There should be.
Oh my god.
It was a blast. By the way, my son had a breakaway on a fast break, and it was amazing. He grabs the rebound and he is running. He is the first one. And he throws it up, and thank God he missed it because he ran to the wrong side of the court. He ran the wrong way, and the entire gym is yelling. You know, my wife is there, my mother-in-law is there, my sister-in-law is there, our friends are there, all of my kids and their parents are there, and everybody is yelling, Barrett, the other way! And he's ignoring his running 100 miles an hour at the opposite basket.
He's in the game, man. He's in the game.
But he didn't travel?
No, he didn't travel.
Right.
Thankfully,
small
he missed
victories.
It. Thankfully, he missed it. What is this that I have here, Kennedy? I got a note from Dan about something that I'm supposed to play.
Well, because you're coaching this year.
Mm-hmm. We thought that you needed something to make you a little bit more professional is when we talk about it.
Carson is coaching hoops now. 200 screaming little kids. He has never played or coached basketball yet. Not really a threat, more of a project. The fact that he gets hurt quite often, playing in his own pickup games. So when they ask who ruined children's basketball, Coach Carson is his name.
That's amazing.
So when they ask who ruined basketball,
Coach Carson is his name.
Coach Carson is his name.
That is spectacular.
Thank you, guys.
That was all salt.
Do you want to know the score? Does anybody even care?
Yes, of course.
39-20 was the final score of
the game. It's a barn burner.
Are you 0-1?
We are 1-0, the Warriors! Warriors!
Okay, really, stop.
So hyped.
And then a 22-ounce beer at the 99 after for Dad.
Oh, I was like,
turning into me.
The old 99er.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know if you've been following the story of Jeff Bezos. This is the guy that started Amazon as a way to sell used books out of his garage. He and his wife are separating. Jeff Bezos is worth $137 billion. That's not an exaggerated number, like just being funny. That's what he's worth, is $137 billion.
Also, funny story, there was no prenup. She gonna get half.
We want prenup. Yeah.
She gonna get half.
And they were married 1 year before he started the company.
Right. And, you know, I think, to credit them both, it seems pretty amicable. It doesn't seem...
Stories are coming out now saying that it's going to be contentious, but I don't know.
I think that you have a situation where both of them, they've been separated for a while, so they both have been going down this path and knowing that this is probably where they're headed. But at the same time, they've built this empire together. Yep. While he's the face of the empire,
sure, she had to be
she's
there
been
every
there.
Step
she's
of
had
that.
Her hand in it.
She was
and
on
so,
the ladder the whole time.
You know,
you
want to keep that going because Amazon is just picking up steam.
So what's interesting is it's getting juicy because he is dating another woman. And now the story is that he has been dating this woman for a while, Kennedy. We have some sultry texts that Jeff Bezos has been sending to the other woman, who is also a celebrity. So apparently this woman either does or previously hosted a morning show in LA. Right.
She's very in the entertainment industry. She's done quite a lot of things. She's a very successful woman.
And I don't know if you want to share some sultry texts that you have. You can do that with us at 617-931-1234. Would you like me to read one of them, Kennedy?
I would love it.
From Jeff Bezos to his girlfriend. I love you. Alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes.
Get it?
Very soon.
Okay, dude.
Jeff Bezos. By the way, have you ever seen what Jeff Bezos looks like?
Yeah.
Did you see what Jeff Bezos looked like when he started Amazon versus now?
No.
Mm-hmm. Is he better looking now?
Yeah.
It's like Kris Jenner glow up.
Mm-hmm. He started as like kind of a nerd with like, you know, sweater vests. And now he's like, bam!
Gucci suits, Gucci belt.
I got another one.
Go on.
From Jeff Bezos to his new girlfriend. This is a man worth $137 billion, Kennedy.
Yeah. He's got tech skills, whatever.
I want to smell you.
Yes.
I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you.
Okay, I love that text message. I would love to receive that text message.
It's nice.
It would have been nice if it went to his wife and not the other woman.
But again, they were totally separated, and I think they knew.
I'll take it from Jeff Bezos.
I would.
I'll take it.
In a New York minute. Absolutely. Yeah. Come on, Jeff. Breathe me in.
Yeah. Come smell me. Smell me.
Nikki is from Lowell. What do you have about funny, sultry texts, Nikki?
I did come across some of like my husband's old messages before we were ever married and we were dating to some of his past girlfriends. One that he sent to one of his ex-girlfriends said like, you're the moon, the stars in the sky, and without you I can't breathe, and we need to stay together forever, and I'm like...
If I sent a sultry text to my wife, what do you want?
She's like, who is this?
Who got your... Barrett.
Do you guys never sex... sex.
Whoa.
That's not what I meant. Well, either way, do you guys never like text nice fancy things to one another like this?
It's more on the comical side. Like, you know...
Hey, could you pick up a pizza?
Like, my Bitmoji, you know? I'm not Brad Pitt.
Okay, that's not sexy.
I know. There's nothing sexy about me. I got my girls with comedy, Kennedy.
Solid fact.
Gretchen is from Denham. What do you got, Gretchen?
So he sent to his girlfriend that she's the oxygen in his air and the stars in his universe.
Ooh, yes.
I know I'm married now, but I won't be forever. They didn't have a chance to say nothing. I said, bye, there's a door. Don't let it hit you.
I actually have a sexy one from my wife.
Go ahead.
I'm going to read it.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me set the mood.
I was like, I had to scroll back for it. I'm passing Dunkin' Donuts now. I'll be home in 3 minutes. It's about as sexy as it gets in our house.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.